Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Pastors and churches should ignore threats to be silent. These threats come every election cycle, and they're bogus, and they're hollow threats, and pastors and churches should not be intimidated. We're going to be talking about what pastors and churches can do with regards to legal and political issues and social issues on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, once again, Holly, like a broken record, Barry Lynn of the Americans United for Separation of Church and State is sending out baseless, threatening letters to pastors and threatening that they will possibly lose their tax-exempt status if they give out voter guides or other things like that. The fact of the matter is, Americans United for Separation of Church and State has not won a single threat in its history, in the history of America, against a church regarding tax-exempt status. No church has ever lost its tax exemption over political activity.
You know, I think it all goes back to, you know, Lyndon Johnson was feeling threatened during the election when he decided to change the tax code and created this Johnson Amendment. And so now, as a result, these church leaders and pastors are feeling threatened that they're going to lose their tax-exempt status if they even speak about political activities or candidates or anything like that.
Well, you know, I said that the best use of Barry Lynn's letter is to line the bottom of a birdcage.
Yeah.
I mean, if you get a letter like that, if you don't have a birdcage, give it to somebody who does. I mean, that's the best use of it.
Or a puppy liner.
Or a puppy, you know, yeah. Whatever. But it is bogus. It has no basis at all. The fact is that no church in the history of America has ever lost its tax-exempt status for lobbying for or against legislation, local, state, or national, or for political intervention, talking about political candidates. In fact, the closest one that ever came to that, and it would have been temporary had it happened even, is the church in New York that actually took out full-page ads against then-Governor Bill Clinton, spent thousands and thousands of dollars, tens of thousands, frankly, to oppose Bill Clinton for president. And that church, even that church, did not lose its tax-exempt status because churches, unlike other nonprofits, they don't need a letter. They don't need permission from the IRS. So if the church comes into existence today, it's automatically tax-exempt. If it makes a mistake today, it can change course tomorrow. And it's like it's born again, if you will. You know, the fact of the matter is, no church has ever lost its tax-exempt status for either endorsing or opposing a candidate or for talking about political issues, I should say, encouraging people to vote. There's lots of things that you can do that are clearly permissible. And even if you make a mistake, you know, you can stop making mistakes and come back into your tax-exempt status. So that's why no church has ever lost its tax exemption over this issue.
And it's so important, you know, why we even talk about this, because people like Barry Lynn and other leftist type secularists are creating this whole atmosphere of fear upon church leaders, you know, and that doesn't need to be. I mean, church leaders can even take people to the polls to vote, can't they?
Yeah, they can. Pastors can and should preach about the biblical issues. I mean, for example, in this issue, you've got a huge issue that pastors should be speaking about on the sanctity of human life.
Oh, that's
on life.
Huge.
I mean, that is so critical.
And the Supreme Court judges, that's a huge one. I mean,
yes,
you know,
and that centers around the issue of life and marriage and our liberty. Pastors can and should preach about those issues, how and why it's so important. And also should speak about and encourage people to vote. You know, there's some people that say, well, I'm not going to vote. Well, you know what? There's a parable in the scripture where three people got talents given to them, and one of them buried it in the sand. I'm not going to do anything with it. I'm just going to preserve it until the master comes back. Well, you know, that's not God's way. God has given us the talent, the liberty, the opportunity to vote.
Right.
And we cannot just throw that away, especially when life is hanging in the balance. Literally, life is hanging in the balance. The Supreme Court's hanging in the balance. Local, state, national, Judeo-Christian values for all of your elected officials are hanging in the balance, and you need to vote your biblical values, and pastors can and should speak about the obligation for us to vote our Judeo-Christian values, not to stay home, No one's perfect on the ballot, no matter who it is. There's always going to be somebody who's got flaws, some more than others.
Right.
But you got to vote against some. You got to vote against the destruction of human life. You got to vote in favor of the human life. That's what you're voting for.
Right.
You're voting for values. You're not voting for or against a person. You're voting for your Judeo-Christian values to support the life of children, to support the life of the unborn, to support marriage, to support religious freedom. Those are the values that you need to extend into every ballot.
And, you know, God is very clear. I mean, we are to be stewards over this country, over all that he has given us. And part of that is not being couch potatoes and sitting down and say, well, you know, I'm not going to make a difference. Every vote counts. You get involved as Christians into political activity. You speak your voice to be lights in this darkness, you know, as well as encouraging your pastor. Say, you know what? I really encourage you to speak on these issues. You know, help us. Give out voter guides. Tell us what the issues are and how we are, as Christians, are to respond to that. And I know we at Liberty Council have some great tools to help them, too.
Yeah, we do. You can go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. You can also go to libertycouncil.com. But on the lc.org website and the libertycouncil.com website, you can get some voter guides. Now,
right.
These are voter guides that can be distributed in the churches. You can email them. They're electronic. You can print them off. So pastors can and should preach about biblical values and should preach about our obligation to vote. It's not just a right. It's a duty for us to vote. If you don't want it to be a duty, then you've got to move to a different country.
Right.
Because if you're of voting age, it's your duty to vote. It is a duty to vote, and it's a responsibility. It's a Christian responsibility, a Christian duty for us to vote. And we've got to vote biblical values. So pastors should preach about these values, should preach about the duty, the responsibility to vote. And then when you're thinking of voting, go down the list of where the different candidates stand on the various issues. And the way to do that is through an objective voter guide. Where does the candidate stand on abortion? Where does the candidate stand on marriage? Where does the candidate stand on religious freedom, on appointment of judges? What does the candidate believe on, you know, this kind of issue or that kind of issue, Israel and so forth? You just go down the line, and then people can make up their mind. They can say, well, here's my biblical values. This candidate more aligns with those values. Not perfect. This candidate clearly is not aligning those biblical values, well, then you've got to make a choice.
Right. And I think, you know, the Americans United and these other organizations also use the whole tactic of, well, that's a separation of church and state as a fear factor as well.
Yeah, they use that as a fear factor, that separation of church and state, and that you're going to lose your tax exemption. Look, if you're going to lose your tax exempt status over voting and doing something biblical, then lose your tax exempt status, for goodness sakes. I mean, at the end of the day, when you stand before God and he says, why did you not speak out? Well, because I might lose my 501c3 tax exempt status. You think that's going to be a good excuse?
Mm-mm.
Well, the good news is that's not your choice right now.
Right.
Your choice is not speak out or lose your tax exempt status. Your choice is speak out or not speak out. And it's not because of the IRS. If you choose not to speak out, don't blame it on the IRS. It's not the IRS. It's not the Johnson Amendment. It's you. It's you as a person in the pew that's not encouraging your pastor or holding your pastor accountable, or it's you as a pastor who's being silent. And we're all going to be held accountable for it, from the people in the pew who are silent when their pastor doesn't say anything to the pastor in the pulpit. So all of us have a duty and a responsibility to extend our biblical values from Sunday to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, in every aspect of our lives.
Right, and silence is not an option.
Speaking of which, we've got a DVD,
right,
and it's called Silence is Not an Option. And by the way, we can make that available to pastors. We've done this through a number of years. And we distributed lots and lots, tens and tens of thousands, several hundred thousand, frankly. But we also have a short 3-minute video that gives you, you know, it's like an attorney can do something in 30
right.
minutes.
From A to Z,
but I was able to
down.
Actually do this in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
We've got a 30-minute version
a miracle,
too
though.
As well. But
yeah.
We do have a 3-minute version. And it tells
yes.
you all that you need to know.
Yeah, it's very good.
So you can go to lc.org. and find that information, right?
Mm-hmm.
And lc.org is the information. There's actually a press release there, and there's a link to all of this information. So send that 3-minute video. If you go to lc.org, there is a press release called Pastors and Churches Should Ignore Threats to Be Silent. Go into that press release. You'll see the little three-minute video. Click on that. Send it to your pastor. Send it to your church members. Send it to the people in your community. 3 minutes will ultimately unleash your pastor, taking the muzzle and exchanging it for a megaphone. Do it today. Go to lc.org. Remember, Liberty Counsel in your prayers and your regular financial support. Without you, we could not do what we do to advance our Judeo-Christian values. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.